with what was going on out there with some of the drops?
Yeah, we talked about it before that happened. I mean, obviously, you know, we don't like to see them. You know, it's obviously not good for us, but they happen. You know, we just got to move on and keep going. You know, just because someone drops a ball, I don't lose any confidence in anyone out there. You know, I've got confidence in everyone.
You guys did some good things tonight, but not enough. Does that sort of sum up this part of the season up until the bye?
Yeah. I mean, I think inconsistency is probably the word that comes to mind. You know, I think we've shown flashes in about every game of moving the ball and doing things well and running the offense the way that we want to. But then there's other times, whether it be, you know, a various assortment of self-inflicted wounds, we just kill ourselves. And it just happens too often.
Sam, your defense got some turnovers, but you guys weren't really able to capitalize getting touchdowns. How big is that to not get touchdowns after your defense gives you all that?
It's huge. Game like this, you know, we knew it was going to be a battle, and we knew it was going to come down to the fourth quarter. You know, obviously, if we could have converted, you know, a couple of those field goals into touchdowns, you know, the game might be a little bit different.
When your receivers drop the ball, does it change anything about the way you play the game? Does it
No.
Sit in back your head or anything?
No.
Are you hitting the spots you want on those drops? Is the ball where you want to be?
You know, I think I'd have to go back and look at the tape. I don't know. You know, we tried to run our stuff, but obviously when you lose someone like JP, you know, it affects what you're able to do.
Sam, what's going on with these starts? I mean, four of these seven games this year, you guys haven't scored a touchdown in the first half. You've lost the ball, which is actually killing you guys.
It's definitely not helping us. You know, we'd love to be able to come out and start fast, you know, put points on the board, but for whatever reason, you know, we seem to be hurting ourselves. You know, and not doing that.
Can you pinpoint what the issues are? Can you look at things and say other than the obvious, the drops?
You know, like I said a minute ago, I think there's a lot of different self-inflicted wounds. You know, whether it be a drop, a bad pass, a penalty, you know, things that set us back, and we're not able to overcome those.
The 39 screen pass to Josh Hope. What happened?
They tackled us before we got the first down. I mean, you know, we thought it was a good call. You know, I'm not sure. I imagine coaches out there were probably going to heat us up and that we could get out there and get the ball in the perimeter quickly. But, you know, they made a good play. You know, the linebackers were all over today.
There weren't many shots down the field. Is that a matter of play calling or just you not liking what you saw?
You know, we kind of knew coming into this game that they wanted to keep everything in front of them. You know, I think our plan as a whole was to attack underneath tonight.
Ryan Matthews, 63-yard touchdown run. Did you kind of think, you know, well, first of all, what did you see on that play? And second of all, did you kind of think that would kind of bring you guys back? Like,
yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a great run. Man, he was moving out there. Yeah. I'm not sure I knew he was that fast when he took off through that hole. But, you know, it was a great run, and I really felt like that was going to kind of get us jump-started. You know, I think it brought some energy, but we weren't able to capitalize. I think we got the ball back after a turnover the next possession, you know, and settled for a field goal.
Have you seen enough out of this team so far to know in your head that, you know what, we are good enough to make a run here after the bye week?
You know, I think when we play the way we're capable of, then yes, I feel like we're capable of beating anyone. But we have got to eliminate the mental errors, the self-inflicted wounds. We've got to stop beating ourselves. You know, I think if we can stop beating ourselves, you know, and not have to beat only us but the other team, you know, I think we'll be all right.
Two more guys. This is a good time for a break. Just sort of stop the snowball from rolling downhill and take a step back and assess where you are.
Yeah, I think so.
It seems 5-6 weeks here, you stood up talking about these inconsistencies. Is it frustrating you that we get from you?
Yes.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Excellent.